We bring in Danny West of hogsports.com. It's part of our Arkansas Car Stereo Recruiting Report, Little Rock's oldest full-service car stereo shop. They offer Focal speakers, Rockford Fosgate, Soundstream, Pioneer, JVC, Sony, and more. They also have the latest in alarm and remote starters from Clifford and Crime Stopper. Check out Clifford Smart Start. You can track and start your vehicle from your smartphone. Come check out their selection of backup cameras and sensors. All this with installation so good, it's warranted as long as you own your vehicle. Price value warranty. All this from the pros at Arkansas Car Stereo. Danny, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us here today. How are you?
Afternoon. Doing very well. Glad to be back on with you.
Danny, let's talk about the three-day camp that Arkansas had. I guess it kind of started on Sunday and Monday, but talk about some of the guys that were there and their experience and Brett Bielema's first full set of camp at the University of Arkansas.
Yeah, it was definitely a big camp. Had over 300 kids in attendance. To be honest with you, the overall talent level was a little bit lower than, you know, maybe some of the camps we've seen in years past. I think maybe the staff is still trying to adjust and convince kids to come in on camp, and they're going to have another camp next month, and I would expect a lot more of their, you know, higher profile targets to be in Fayetteville for that camp. But still had some pretty good players up here. They put out a couple of new offers. Actually had a couple of Arkansas commits come up. Juwan Day and Bijan Jackson made the trip up. So that was cool to see. You know, they really don't have anything else to prove at this point, but it was good to see them get out there and compete. Definitely a productive camp, I guess you could say. They learned a lot about the in-state kids more than anything. Guys like Joshua Liddell at Dollarway, Keandre Jones at Camden Fairview, Curtis Parker there at North Little Rock. I thought those guys really stepped up and helped themselves. That's not to say they're definitely going to get an offer, but, you know, they definitely moved up.
And Danny, what you said as far as the talent not being there, this three-day camp was—is this the big camp? This isn't the invitation or the senior junior camp. This
right.
is just kind of the camp that anybody can go to, right?
Yeah, you're exactly right, Matt. Anyone could sign up for this one, pay their own way.
And what age group is that? Is that eighth grade through senior high, or is that even younger?
That was ninth grade through exactly high school camp.
Okay.
9th through 12th.
Yeah, and then and you said there were some offers and some commits. And then when's the next camp? Is it this weekend, or when's the next camp? I guess the junior-senior camp, is that what they call it? Or
right.
When's that camp?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what they're going to call it, but you nailed it. It's basically their elite prospect camp, so to speak. Really haven't nailed down a date for that, but I do keep hearing July 19th as a possibility. A lot of kids seem to think that's when that will happen. So we'll keep an eye on that.
Danny, talk about an offer extended to 2016 defensive lineman Austin Capps of Star City.
Yeah, kind of a unique deal. You know, 2016 kid, that means he's never even stepped foot in high school yet. So, I mean, but we're talking about a very big kid already 6'4", 298 pounds, runs a 5'1 in the 40. Extremely strong already, and he's only going to get bigger and stronger. Defensive tackle, obviously, came up here to camp, and really outside of Bijan Jackson, who's, you know, going to be a senior this fall, I thought Capps was probably the most impressive defensive lineman in the camp. And again, we're talking about a guy who's just now going into high school football. So they went ahead and offered him. I think he wants to take a little time. You know, obviously he's still young. Everything's kind of new to him right now. But in my opinion, I think Arkansas getting in the door first before everyone else, you know, I think that will ultimately help them down the road. I think LSU will probably make a run at him. He's already been to camp down there. But this could be one of those national type of recruits here in a few more years. I really feel good about Austin Capps after seeing him in person. We had heard, you know, a lot about him coming into the camp, and he definitely the hype is legit. He's really a good player.
And Danny, as far as some of the times, I wanted to ask you at this camp, were they handheld 40 times or electronic? And
yes.
Were there any receivers or D-backs or running backs that really ran better than expected times at this camp?
Yeah, they were handheld times, so you get a little bit faster times, I guess, with that. Keandre Jones, one of the guys I mentioned in the opening, I thought he probably, I think he did end up with the fastest time. He ran a 4.2-something, which, you know, is just blazing fast. He's got nice size to go with it. He's a very raw player, and I think they want to see him back next month. And then, of course, keep an eye on him throughout the season. But he ran a blazing time, whatever it was. It was a 4.2-something.
Is he a D-back? Is that what you said?
Yeah, he's a defensive back. I think he can, you know, do a little bit of both safety and corner. He really looked good to me. But, again, he's just very raw down at Camden Fairview.
Yeah, that's awesome. You hope when you have a kid, even if he is a little undersized, if he can improve his ball skills as far as, you know, catching punts or anytime he can do anything like that, that will really help him get a scholarship, because that means he could return punts, return kicks, and with that speed, you want that speed out there on the field.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And Camden Fairview, it seems like they've always got those two or three guys who are just blazing fast. So it'll be interesting to see how many schools jump on board with Keandre. But Deion Holloman is another one down there. I think he ran a 4.4 up here. He is a little on the shorter side. I think he's about 5'8", 175 or so. But a lot of speed down in Camden these days.
Danny, I have seen where Will Gregg has said that Ole Miss is at the top of his list right now over Arkansas and Alabama.
Yeah, that's interesting. Let me tell you on Will. Will is a guy, I think he's going to enjoy the process, and I don't mind saying this on the radio, because, you know, Will is I've got a pretty good relationship with him, but I do think he's going to enjoy the process a little bit. He wants to wait now all the way up until signing day 2015 to make his final announcement. Me personally, if you want my honest evaluation, I think he's going to end up at Arkansas. I think in the end he's probably going to realize that his ties to Arkansas are, you know, just too strong. He's been around the program for years with his older brother, you know, Chris, doing what he did up here. So I wouldn't get too worked up about that right now. Will is going to have a lot more offers to choose from, and still a very long time to go before he actually signs with anyone.
Yeah, and if I'm Coach Lenny or Coach Bielema, I'm extending a hand out to Chris Gregg about coming up in the summers and working out and staying in shape and doing that. And, you know, players like Ken Hamlin, Anthony Lucas, when I was there, they would come back and work out a little on those voluntary workouts just to do some things.
Right.
And that's what I would be doing, you know, extending the hand just to have them up there as much as you can. And Danny, I know you've told us a little bit about some of the players that are in-state players. What about this camp or the camp coming up in July, about maybe some out-of-state prospects that you're high on or that have the Hogs, you know, in their top three on the list?
Yeah, as far as the upcoming camp, really haven't mapped out any names yet, but I do expect a lot more, you know, higher-profile Texas-type recruits, maybe some from Georgia, Louisiana. But as far as this past weekend, they had a couple up here that actually didn't participate in camp, but were here for, you know, unofficial visits. One of those was Kevin Shorter, and out of Texas, Newton, Texas. And actually, I think he's probably their top running back prospect on the board right now. We've got him as a 3-star, and I think that kind of confuses some when I say he's the top guy. You would expect a 4- or 5-star guy, but for whatever reason, they are very, very high on this kid. He's actually a cousin of DJ Dean, who signed with the Hogs in February. And DJ was actually the one that brought him up this past weekend for a visit. I was told that visit went very well. Obviously, it has to help that his cousin is going to be up here, but he does have a top three of A&M, LSU, and Arkansas right now. So it's going to take him a little time to figure out where he wants to end up. But in my opinion, I think you've got to give the edge to Arkansas at this point. Another guy would be Jovan Pruitt, a big-time offensive lineman out of Texas, Dallas. He came up here this past weekend. I think he left on Monday. He's got offers from Oklahoma, Baylor, these type of schools. But a good source tells me that Pruitt, before he left, he told Sam Pittman that Arkansas is now the team to beat, so to speak. So that would be very good news for Arkansas if he jumps on board. Big 6'5", 280-pound offensive lineman.
Danny, I know the new football facility, the complex there, is not complete yet. But were they able to take some of these guys through and show them, and specifically the ones that they really want to become Razorbacks, and show them? And then have you been able to talk to some of those players and get the responses from them about what they saw on campus?
Absolutely. Yeah, they all get the tour. Even when the building was first being constructed, they would still kind of take kids in there, put a hard hat on them, and show them around a little bit. Every kid has told me that it's going to be absolutely huge. I didn't realize it until the other day, but I had one recruit tell me that he went in and found out there's actually a movie theater in the players' lounge. So I thought that was pretty cool. They're definitely going to use that to their advantage. I think that is supposed to be completed on July the 17th is what I was told earlier this week. So it's getting pretty close. I was able to look around it a little bit the other day, and you can tell it is almost completed, and it sure looks big. I haven't been inside, but it sure looks big from the outside.
Matt, you came along about 15 years too soon.
I'm telling you.
That's right.
Yeah, when I was there, they just had the A Club. Was in, and they do a great job. They're always adding something, so you're always feeling like you're the first to do this or the first to do that. So they but the A Club was pretty cool. They, you know, you had your study hall, and it was kind of just athletes only. But yeah, they're always doing something. And Danny, what about I saw in your notes a West Virginia transfer is going to be up there on campus Saturday. Is that correct? Who is that?
That'll be tomorrow. His name is Keaton Miles, a basketball transfer, 6'7" forward. He signed with West Virginia in the 2011 class, really hasn't been happy with his production out there, and ultimately decided it'd probably be best to find a new start somewhere else. He reached out to Arkansas. Mike Anderson sees a lot of potential there. You know, this is a guy, Miles, I think he only averaged about 2 points and 2 rebounds a game, but he has played in 61 games. And so he's seen the light, so to speak. So he wants more productivity, and Mike Anderson thinks he can give that to him in this kind of offense here in Fayetteville. He will be here tomorrow, and I think he's staying all weekend for his official visit, and then we'll go from there. But he's going to have to sit out a year regardless of where he ends up, you know, as long as it's Division I. And right now he's, you know, his hometown is Dallas, Texas. And most of the other schools, you know, pursuing him at this point are schools that are on the East Coast, West Coast. So if he wants to be close to home, I think you kind of have to give the edge to Arkansas at this point. But we'll find out on Sunday or so what he thought about the visit.
And Danny also talked, sticking with basketball, about Nick Babb, who visited up there on the Hill 2 days ago on Tuesday.
Yep, Nick Babb is a 2014 shooting guard out of Arlington, Texas. So another kid right there in Dallas. But haven't been able to catch up with Nick yet to see what he thought about it. But he's a guy that we understand he does have an Arkansas offer now. He's got one from Texas Tech and a few others. But, you know, they're going to take about 5 kids next year. And right now they're just targeting a whole bunch of them. So, as long as he's got the offer, if that's a legit offer, then I think you've got to keep an eye on him for next year's class. You know, with him already coming up here for a visit, that tells you right there that he's got to be pretty highly interested in Arkansas. So I'll try to reach out to him again today and try to see what he thought about it up here.
Danny, also, some of the other camps that are coming up, obviously, if anybody follows on Twitter, some of these coaches, They are excited about these camps. They like being able to get out there and teach the game of football to these players.
Well, the staff is just a bunch of football guys. I mean, you get out there at camp and you can tell they enjoy it. Even when they're taking a little break, they'll go over and watch another 7-on-7, you know, with one of the other coaches coaching at that point. They just love it. Even with the little kids camp the other day, you could tell they really enjoyed that. Today they're doing a junior high camp. They just love being out there from everything I can tell. And really they're great people to be around. They keep everything positive. You don't hear a bunch of complaining and cussing. So I think they make it fun for the kids.
Danny, I want to make sure we touched on every topic. Zach Rogers, offensive lineman.
Big time.
Did we talk
Big
about him?
Big time kid. Absolutely. Zach got to Fayetteville on Sunday evening. He actually competed in our Rivals Challenge in Chicago last weekend. Made it up here Sunday night, went through camp on Monday, and was by far the most impressive lineman at camp, in our opinion. 2015 prospect. He's got offers from Texas, Oklahoma, Baylor, UCLA, and Texas Tech. Arkansas was the first one to offer last summer at this camp. And so right now I think Arkansas still leads. And in my opinion, I thought maybe he might jump on board with a commitment this past week, but he did not. He wants to wait a little bit longer, but from everything I can tell, he is in love with Arkansas and has Arkansas on top right now. He's made 9 trips up here over the last 12 months. I think that tells you a lot. So keep an eye on him. I really feel good about Zach Rogers and Arkansas right now.
Danny, we had some callers last week call in and ask about the picture of Coach Bielema's wife and if they thought that would hurt Arkansas recruiting. And Trey said, well, you know, Coach B has been quoted in saying that that's the best recruit he's got, you know. And so I just want to get your opinion if maybe any of the high school kids, has that already been just – did people overreact? Does anybody even talk about that anymore, or do you see that affecting recruiting either way?
I don't see how it could hurt recruiting. I think I'm with Trey on this. How could you say he can't recruit at that point? I mean, once you've seen her, she is definitely a very pretty woman, and I think a lot of people did overreact just a little bit. I mean, we are in the Bible Belt, and I understand all of that, but I don't think it hurts recruiting at all. I mean, to be honest with you, I'm not sure kids even saw it or even care about it. But
right.
Definitely don't see how it can impact Arkansas recruiting.
And that's what we were saying. I mean, she was covered. You know, there wasn't anything
right.
that was over the top. You know, people go to the beach. People go places all the time and take pictures. It just happened to be that's Coach Bielema's wife.
That's it. She is in the public eye.
And it wasn't like paparazzi took a picture of her doing something out of the norm. It was a picture that she took of herself and posted on her Instagram. So,
hey, I can tell you this. The one thing that stands out about this staff to me, once you hang around them a little bit, they're people just like we are. I mean, they don't try to be above us or think they're any higher profile than what we are. I think they're real down to earth. And to them, I don't think it was probably a very big deal. So, I mean, why overreact on it?
And that's what I get, too, also, as far as talking to them a little bit. But you're around them more. But I just think that's going to be really big in recruiting over these next few years because they are able to relate to players. They are down to earth. And certain players will appreciate that. Now, certain players will want, you know, that Spurrier type or
sure.
You know, over the top type. But for the most part, I think you're going to get a better quality player and better quality kid when you are able to relate to them and are down to earth. And I look for as long as this staff is intact over these next, you know, however long, but we'll just say 3 to 5 years, that we will be getting some pretty good, decent recruiting classes, if not better than what we usually have been getting.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Matt. I think they're targeting the right guys. I know a lot of people are worried about only having 4 commitments right now, but I know the guys they're targeting, and I can tell you it's the same guys that Alabama's targeting, Texas, A&M, you know, LSU. They're definitely shooting for the stars this time around. And, you know, you're not going to get all of them, but, you know, if you can get some of them, you've definitely helped yourself. So I think they're in a good position. We just need to be patient and, you know, give them a chance. And like the old saying goes, winning cures everything. If they out and win over the next 2 years, I think it could really take off.
Winning does cure everything. Danny, as always, thanks so much, and have a good vacation next week.
Hey, I appreciate you, buddy.